So, I would like you to turn to the person next to you and ask if they had a good night's sleep last night. What was the general consensus? Who slept well last night?
Not me.
Okay. Who was too hot to sleep last night? Yeah. Well, let me tell you what the White Household sleep was like this week. So I've got a tracker on my phone, a sleep tracker, and I put this under the pillow of every member of our household. And the results were quite interesting, actually. To start with, you have to bear in mind that I had to wait until 10 o'clock at night when my boys were asleep to put the tracker under their pillow. So, on Friday, this was actually my turn, I slept for 8 hours and 46 minutes, and I had 92% sleep satisfaction. So, yeah, that's quite good. On Saturday, we measured Joel's sleep, and he slept for 9 hours and 15 minutes. And he had 87% sleep satisfaction, but 12% of that was light sleep. And with Joshua, this is the one that surprised me, and I'll talk more about this later, but Joshua slept for 9 hours and 43 minutes, and he had 95% sleep satisfaction, with 79% of that being deep sleep. Yeah. Nick, you did yours last night as well, didn't you? And Nick, I think he deserves a round of applause, actually got 100% sleep satisfaction. But it was only for 7 hours and 28 minutes, I think. Yeah. So, but we know that rest is actually more than just sleep, don't we? And actually, it was after a nice holiday that Nick and I were thinking about Cafe Church and decided to do this theme of finding rest. But after a couple of weeks being busy back at work and with swim conference, the boys going back to school, I was like, God, this isn't actually as easy as I thought. And Nick reminded us earlier in Psalm 33 of this big, powerful creator God that we can find rest in. But I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes those periods of rest are few and far between, especially being a busy mum. However, in my planning for today, I was reminded of a time when we had just had baby Joshua, and I was absolutely exhausted, and I'm sure Nick was too. And I probably only had about 2 hours worth of sleep, and I said to my parents, I just cannot take it anymore. Not only am I physically drained, I am mentally and emotionally drained too. It's like torture. And my dad said something that has stuck with me ever since. He said, Claire, I have learned that having children shows just how selfless a person is. Now, my dad has got 5 girls, so he's pretty much a saint anyway. But after I heard that, it made it easier because I became to that place of acceptance and almost surrender. I think my dad is absolutely right, not just in that sense, but also in finding spiritual rest too. That spiritual rest comes out of that place of of surrender. God, I surrender all my efforts, all that's within my heart and that's going on with me. And I trust in that powerful Creator God. Earlier, we watched a video clip of Jesus calming the storm. And I loved that reminder that Jesus himself needed to rest. Yet in the same breath, he calmed the storm. Isn't that amazing? And in Luke chapter 4, Satan tempts Jesus saying, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. If you are the Son of God, worship me. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." Even Satan was trying to get Jesus to do stuff. And I think that kind of reflects the culture that we live in. We're so busy doing, and we never take time to completely stop and rest. Sometimes I think it's just important to stop and be with God and not always do stuff. I remember working next door, and Simon and Kay, I thought you were still on holiday when I say this, but I was working next door, and it was a particularly hot day and a really busy day. And I remember sitting in my little swivel chair, and I thought, I'm just going to close my eyes for a few moments. And I could slowly feel myself drifting off, not for long, don't worry. When someone came in and called my name, and I remember just springing back into action. But there's something about getting caught resting. I think it should be a hashtag, really. Like, hashtag, get caught resting. There's something godly about resting. Even God rested after making us humans with that hard work. So that's my thought for today. That's my challenge to you for today. To have those periods this week where you not only find rest, but you get caught resting and you encourage others to rest, knowing that God is this big, powerful Creator God in which we can find rest in. We're going to sing a song, well, a few songs next. But the next song is a fantastic summary of what this morning is all about. Be still for the presence of the Lord. The Holy One is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. Let's sing together.